We start today with some good Rav Simcha Banim himself, Rav Simcha Banim of Pshischa. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha. So what's interesting is the word lecha. What does the word lecha mean?
To you.
To you. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to? To the Jewish people, right? So it could be lechem, could be lahem, it could be lo, it could be lecha, could be a reference to all Klal Yisrael as a unit, right? Ki ish echad b'lev echad. That's from Monday night, Toby. You can look at it also. But so what's the word lecha? Shoftim v'shotrim. You should have multiple shoftim, judges, shotrim, officers. But they should be given to you in the singular. So many Hasidic commentaries, many a Hasidic commentary will tell you that this is a reference to the individual. Right? The individual has to have shoftim and shotrim. But what does that mean, that the individual has to have shotim and shotrim? So Rav Simcha Banim says the following. L'chol ha'sharos. So what does it mean, titen l'cha b'chol sha'arecha? Right, because if you're going to say that it's referring to an individual, so then what does sha'arecha mean? Sha'arecha literally means your gates. But there's another word, sha'ar, which is a measurement. To mean misha'er something, right? Like a shear kazayas, like a shear kibetza, right? It's a shear. So says Rav Simcha Banim, L'chol ha'sha'arot. For all of your measurements, all of your decisions, the calculations you have to make. Hatovos shelcha, l'chol ha'achlatos sha'at mishar machle b'das chalasos. And all of the decisions you have to make. Timaneh shoftim v'shotrim. You have to appoint judges, and you have to appoint officers. What does that mean? Shoftim, judges, lishpot heitev heitev, v'lishkol im ein chashoge v'toeh. You have to understand, you have to have a certain judgment process in this calculation. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Is this something we should be doing, something I shouldn't be doing? That's the judgment part, the intellectual part. And then he says, more importantly, however, what is a shoter? What are the shotrim? The police officer. What is the job of the police officer?
To enforce the law.
To enforce what the shofet decided. So the shofet is the one to decide it. The shoter is the one to enforce it. Says Rav Simcha Banim, the shoter is our ambition. It's our willingness to act. So shoftim v'shotrim lehotzi el hapoal. To take it from, we've made a decision. I know what the right thing to do is. And now I need to instill, I have to bring about my shoter, my ambition, my heart, my desire, my action to actually go ahead and do it. Kamo hashoter ha-machriach ha-sa'adam l'chaim divrei ha-shofet. Ki harbe, and then he laments. This is Rav Simcha Banim lamenting the world he sees around him. Ki harbe ratzon tov hachlatos tovos misbaz vazim biklal choser koach. There are many wonderful intentions that have been squandered because of the loss of strength, the lack of strength, v'cholesh es haratzon, and the weakness of will. It says, nowadays, we're thinking about Elul nowadays, we're going to continue this message in a moment, but nowadays in the month of Elul, we're trying to introspect. We're trying to take an account of what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And that's obviously the first step. But as the Rambam says, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't just stop at deciding what's right and wrong. You then have to decide to start doing something. You have to not only do the Sor Meira to stop doing the bad things, but the Aseh Tov also. You have to start actually acting upon what you've decided to be the right thing. So that's point number one. We're going to continue this point with another point from Rav Simcha Banim. Rav Simcha Banim says later on in the parsha, another favorite for people to comment on is the pasuk of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Right? The famous line. What exactly does it mean? So obviously, whenever there's a grammatical, anomaly, so the Hasidim will jump on it, right? The Hasidic masters will tell us why does it say the word tzedek twice? Now, perhaps the most literal explanation is that when the Torah wants to emphasize something, it repeats it. Ha'anik ta'anik lo, right? Things like that. Nason titain lo, the importance of giving to an ani, giving to a poor person. Ha'anik ta'anik, the importance of giving, a slave when he's finished his work, giving him what to rely on for the next year. So what is the double lashon of tzedek, tzedek tirdof? It might mean lifnim mishuras adin. It might mean do extra righteousness when it comes to justice. But Rav Simcha Banim has a different take on it. Rav Simcha Banim says the following: Hatzadik Rav Simcha Banim mishpishcha hayomer bekefa halashon tzedek tzedek tirdof more lanu haTorah sheyesh lirdof achar hatzedek beemtzayim shel tzedek. What does it mean tzedek tzedek tirdof? When you're pursuing tzedek, When you're out to find justice, make sure that your redifa, that the tzedek, that the tirdof is b'tzedek. What does that mean? It's a play on words. I'm trying to say it in the Hebrew. But when you're seeking justice, make sure the means of your seeking is also with justice. Meaning, in American parlance, the ends do not justify the means. Even if it's a noble end. Even if it's a goal of a kedusha. You want to make sure that there are more people coming to davening. You want to make sure that there are more, people giving tzedakah. The way to go about that is not by browbeating them, making them feel bad, embarrassing them, whatever it might be, that's non-kosher in order to get to that way and to get to that means, to get to that ends. So he says tzedek has to be near daf b'tzedek, that the tzidkus that you're striving for has to be done b'tzedek, because if the means aren't b'tzedek, so the ends is also not b'tzedek, no matter how lofty you think that goal is. B'drachim tzod kos visharos. When someone wants to seek a holy goal, a noble end, it has to be done with the means also. I don't know what he has in a parenthesis here, as opposed to other people who don't do that. I don't know exactly what he's referring to. But b'inyan zeh, this is another, the Sefer brings down a similar idea, sometimes it just adds on. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, he's the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the father of the Musar movement, as they say, Binyan Ze Amar Pam Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Ba'aznei Talmidav, Hishamru V'Hizharu Be'elu Drachim Atem Holchim L'Kaim Dvar Mitzvah. When you're going to do a mitzvah, make sure you're very careful how you go to do that mitzvah. Ki L'Famim Yachol Mishe Ras L'Kaim Mitzvah Gedol V'Chashuva L'Hachriv V'Darko Es Kol Ha'olam. As Kol Ha'olam. That on the way, that people on their way to do a mitzvah have a tendency to destroy the entire world.
Pretty powerful.
That's a very strong statement. He's not holding back any punches there.
Yeah.
What does he mean? So I mentioned a few weeks ago already, a story from, I think it was from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was once walking on Shabbos morning, and he saw that an elderly man was schlepping some chairs into the house. And he saw there's a younger light, one of the younger guys, one of the Bachrim, sitting there on the lawn just watching his father schlep the chairs inside. So Shlomo Zalman goes over to him and he says, "Nu, help your father, kibud avim." So what does he say? "I don't hold by the Erev." That's what he says. "I don't hold by the Erev." So Shlomo Zalman, as you can imagine, did not like this. And he goes to the Beis Medrash, and you can imagine where Shlomo Zalman was. The Beis Medrash was a serious place. And he stops everyone's learning. Big clap on the bima. And he says this very idea. We can't be so shakua in our mitzvos that on the way we're machriv es kol ha'olam. He didn't say those words, but he said that we have to make sure that our own frumkeit doesn't come at the expense of other people's well-being. And that's what he said. We saw this. So, of course, if you want to be machmir, fine to be machmir, but not at the expense of other people. So says the Simcha Banim, Sedek Sedek Tirdof. On the heels of what we just said, Shoftim v'shotrim titenecha b'chol sharecha. We're going to have times where you have to calculate, you have to make decisions. And the job that we all have is to be a shoter, to enforce those decisions. You made the decision, now let's go through with it. Right? Time to kick in the ambition, time to go actually act on what the decision is that you made. But on your way, in your haste to act, make sure that it's also b'tzidkas. You're going to be rodef tzedek. Make sure that tzedek is near daf tzedek also. Tzedek, tzedek, tirvov. And to finish off, I want to continue on the same point in a slightly different direction from one of Rabbi Simcha Banim's, let's say, sort of grand Talmidim, but more of a direct, also a direct Talmud. And that is the Meha Shiloh. I think we mentioned the Meha Shiloh before. Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Liner. People remember Mordechai Yosef Liner? Mordechai Yosef Liner was the colleague of the Kutzke Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Morgenstern. Rabbi Nachum Mendel Morgenstern and the Meha Shiloach grew up in the same little town called Tamashav. And in Tamashav, the Kutzke Rebbe was a little older, and the Kutzke Rebbe was, I guess I would say, one of the more, elder statesmen of Rav Simcha Banim's group. So he creates a yeshiva in Kutzke. Now, Mordechai Yosef Liner was sort of like his understudy in some ways, although he was also a Talmud of Rav Simcha Banim. I think he was at least a 10 to 12 year difference, if I remember correctly, between the two of them. But they're from the same small town. Doesn't matter what the age difference is. There's always what to connect to, obviously. And the Katzke Rebbe and Mordechai Yosef Leiner continue until I told the story once that fateful Simchas Torah. Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner says, "I'm not going to Katzke." And there's a whole thing with the hakafos and the shoelaces and the fact that he didn't tie the shoes the right way, knew that he wasn't supposed to go to Simchas Torah that year. And in the end of the day, it turned out to be the right move, because the Katzke Rebbe was about to break up with the Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner, and the Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner preemptively already broke away from the Katzke Rebbe. So basically, long story short, they break up after, I think it was 13 years together, right? The yeshiva and Talmashev was sort of like the minor league, and they would ship their players over to Katzke when they were ready. And the Katzke Rebbe wanted less people, not more, so there was always a bit of a tension whenever Mordechai Yosef Leiner sent some more Talmidim. But either way, things came to a head. The Katzke Rebbe obviously was a larger-than-life personality, and he had his own shitas that were very narrow and very, adamant. He was very adamant about his shitas. So basically, Mordechai Yosef Leiner comes from Pshischa. He's once a colleague of the Katzke Rebbe, but by the time he writes the Me'ash Shiloach, he's created a new Hasidus called Ishbitz. Ishbitz ultimately becomes Radzin. People are familiar with the Tcheles of the Radziner Tcheles. I don't know if you've ever seen them. You've seen a different blue, right? You know there's the regular blue that most people have, and then there's the other blue, which is like darker. It's like a very, like a stark blue. I don't know if people are familiar with what I'm talking about. Is it a royal blue? I don't know. It might be. It's very, it's much deeper. It's a deeper blue. And that comes from this Me'ash Shiloach's grandson. He went over to Italy and he teamed up with some scientist, researcher, and they thought they found the snail, and it wasn't really.
The Luz.
I don't remember where they found it.
Okay, but it was called the Luz, though, wasn't it?
The Luz is the backbone, I thought.
The backbone, right?
Yeah. The chilazon.
Yeah, right.
I guess that has the word luz in it, but
yeah, that's right.
And the luz is the backbone of the Malava Malka thing.
Right.
Yeah, for a different time. But Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner. So the grandfather of Ishbitz, right? So his son or grandson moves Ishbitz to Radzin, but he's the Ishbitz the Rebbe, and the Rebbe from Ishbitz says the following. When it comes to be that you're going to come to a time of war, and you're coming upon a city, and you have to beat down the walls, right? You have to go through, and you're going to try with all your force. Make sure that on your way, you don't break down what? You don't cut down what? The fruit trees, right? Lo sashchis es etza. Etza with a mapike. The its trees, or her trees, right? Eitzim shala, so or eitz shala. So says the Rebbe from Ishbitz. Does anyone want to guess which word he's going to play on? Eitza. What does the word eitza mean?
Advice.
Doesn't just mean a tree. It could also mean advice. If you take away the little da, then it's eitza, not eitza. But says Mordechai Yosef Leiner the following. Nehemar, David HaMelech says, we've started to say it this week, Shifti v'beis Hashem koyim echayali, says the Ishbitzer, bias hu naicha. What does naicha mean? Like menucha. Bias is a place where you can relax. You have sort of a serenity, a calmness. So says David HaMelech, Shifti v'beis Hashem. I don't want Shifti b'derech Hashem. I don't want to be on the way. I want Shifti b'beis Hashem. I want my avodas Hashem to be with shalom, with yishuv hadas, so with a certain calmness. Says the Ishbitzer, aval derech hu tirda. Derech means busyness, like you're tired, right? It's you're distracted, you're busy with things. Lachain hispalo David HaMelech al v'shalom sheyiyeh tamid b'naicha b'li shum tirda. I want to be b'naicha, b'bayis. I want to be in a house of Hashem, with a calmness, with a serenity, where it's a place I can focus, and my mind is at ease. B'li shum tirda. I don't want to have any distractions, any busyness that's going to, take me away from that serenity of Hashem. V'zeh shehisir kan, shehafilu b'shas tirda, v'kas. Even at a time of busyness, ki satzor el ir yamim ramin li'ilachim aleha, l'safsa, you're charging at a city. You're charging at a city. Says the Ishbitzer, Yimatse Baha Adam, Yishuv Hadas, Shelo Yikalkal Davar Shiachal Henos Mimanu. Don't be in such a haste. Don't be in such a rush. Don't have so much tirda that in your haste to knock down the city walls, in your haste to conquer the city walls, that you are sashchis es etza. That all of a sudden, any good advice that you've gotten is out of the window. When you're on your way and you're busy and you're so, you know, tzefloigen, doing whatever you have to do, charging at the city, breaking down the walls. Lo sashchis es etza. People have taught you how to be a mensch. People have taught you the right things, how to act. Don't be so busy in what you're trying to do now that you forget the morals, you forget the lessons that you've been taught before. Afilu hana ketan alachin k'siv ki satzor v'gomer lihilachim ala mikol makom lo sashchis es etza v'zeh yishma li Yisrael shafil v'ayis kasam. Even at a time of anger, nimtza behem yishuv hadas, that they have to find a certain calmness, a certain way to calm themselves down, to make their mind at ease. That within all the mix-up, the confusion, that they should have a place. That Hashem's going to be there and none of the confusion is going to distract them. And that's what he says here by David HaMelech. And I want to sort of take this out of, you know, take out of the Ishbar and take it into our lives for a moment. We started with Rav Simcha Banim saying, Shoftim and Shotrim, the avoda of Elul is first Shoftim. We have to recognize and be Shofet. What do we have to do right? What have we been doing wrong? We have to calculate, do the analysis. And then we need to be a Shotrim. Then we have to make sure that we're enforcing ourselves in the law. We have to make sure we have a certain ambition, a will to actually act on what we want to do. And then we said on the way, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, but make sure you do it in the right way. And now says the Ishbitzer, you're going to have a lot of tirda. A lot of tirda. We spoke earlier this week at the women's parsha shir that there's a milchama of Elul. The milchama with the Yetzer Hara is a time where we have to sort of fight with ourselves inside, internally. And that's also a melchama. The Or HaChaim says that these parshios are talking about the Yetzer Hara. It might be talking about cutting down a fruit tree at a time of war, but what it's really talking about is the internal war. The melchamta shel Yetzer Hara, shel Yitzros, the Yetzer Hara Tov, Yetzer Hara, fighting against each other. And says here the Ishbitzer, and I want to sort of paraphrase it for our lives. We all have tirdos. We're all going on our way. We're all going to conquer. We're all on our way to lihilachim aleha. We're trying to conquer something. We're trying to seize something. We're trying to be tofe something in life. Whether it's our kids' school, whether it's our job, whether it's, you know, accomplishing something in fantasy football, whatever it is. Everyone has tirdas. Everyone has distractions. Everyone has things that they're busy with. The question, however, is, are we going to ask the question of David HaMelech? Achas sha'alti shifti beveis Hashem. Are we going to make a bias within all of our tirda? There's the derech, there's the thing that we have to find. We have to go, we have to get it, we have to do whatever life asks of us to do. But the question is, do we have shifti beveis Hashem? Are we going to take time out of this Elul to make a bias, to make a menuchas hanefesh, to make a yishuv hadas? Are we going to take a pause from our daily activities once a day, twice a day? Are we going to be able to pause and take a relaxation, take sort of 5 minutes out of the day to think about Elul, to sort of pause on our way and not be sashchis es etza? Don't destroy all the good advice that you could be getting, all of the values you could be learning, all the values you could be sort of imbibing within yourself during the month of Elul. That's what we should think about by Shifti Beveis Hashem, that what David HaMelech is telling us is that, yes, life is busy. There are going to be a lot of tirdos. But when you're going on to a path of war, you have to be able to make space, to make a time of calmness, that you can have a yishuv hadas, a peace of mind, that you can actually focus on what we have to focus on in the month of Elul, even with all of our tirdos, even with all of our modern day, you know, busyness, we have to be able to find that yishuv hadas, to make those times in the day where we can focus, we can meditate, we can think about Hashem, we can make sure that we're not just going through life and making the busyness distract us from all the things that we have to be doing at this time of year in Elul. So those are three ideas from Shischa in this week's Parsha, Rav Simcha Banim, and the Me'ash Shiloach, all talking about making sure we act on our decisions, but also making sure that the way that we do them is benachas, b'yishuv hadas, and also b'tzedek, as Rav Simcha Banim taught us. Shkayach, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Thank you.